take a seat, please. November 30th, 2022. Truth, exposure, and accountability. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, Dr. Eric Napudi is a chiropractor with years of experience, but now he's a man under siege. Dr. Napudi has become one of the first medical professionals, actually the first medical professional, charged with making false marketing claims pertaining to COVID-19. Seriously. So instead of going after the people who lied to us about lockdowns, or lied to us about masks, or these shots that they're now injecting into toddlers, who are at statistically zero risk from COVID-19, whatever that is. No, now they're going after this guy. From the very beginning, Dr. Napudi stood up against this relentless COVID propaganda. So instead of promoting their killer remdesivir and ventilators and clot shots, Napudi encouraged alternative remedies like vitamin D and zinc. So in retaliation for this, the federal government sued him for an amount as high as $500 billion. They froze his bank accounts. They froze his wife's bank accounts too, just for good measure. So even if Dr. Napudi's theories about COVID were incorrect, this would all be enormously evil because he's hurt nobody, while Pfizer and Moderna and Tony Fauci have hurt millions. But in fact, Dr. Napudi was not wrong. No, he was right. Multiple studies and peer-reviewed papers published are vindicating vitamin D as an effective treatment for COVID. So while the feds shut down Dr. Napudi's social media, you can still go to his website at stopmedicaltyranny.com, and we encourage you to do that. Dr. Napudi joins us now. Thanks so much for being here. I mean, this is absolutely insane. You're being charged with a crime for recommending vitamins.
Stu, that's correct. The federal government has falsely accused me of violating the COVID Consumer Protection Act, which nobody even knew what that was until the federal government sued me for it. And Stu, they said that I violated this law, which basically says if you use fear or fraud to profit during COVID, that you're going to be subject to the full, veil of the federal government, which I agree. I think nobody should use fraud. Nobody should lie to the government, or lie to the people and say, I don't know, take a shot and it'll stop a virus. Take a shot. It'll keep you out of the hospital. Take a shot and it'll keep you from dying. Nobody should be able to lie to people about that. But they accused me of violating this 12,555,000 times and at a tune of 42,000 a pop at half a trillion dollars, Stu. It's ridiculous what's happening here. And even after we showed the federal government over 101 studies that prove what I'm saying is correct, 24 randomized double-blind controlled studies, a brand new study that came out just November the 12th that said that 600,000 people were studied and they found, Stu, that if your vitamin D levels were adequate, it could reduce the risk of COVID infection by 28% and reduce death by 33%, potentially saving the lives of 116,000 Americans just in 2020. The federal government said to me, we are coming after Dr. Napudi as the first case of the COVID Consumer Protection Act. We drew our sword against him, and we're not putting it away until there's blood on it. That's what the government has told us, Stu.
So, I'm trying to wrap my head around this. You're being sued by the federal government, not for necessarily discouraging an injection which has led to the deaths of countless millions of people, potentially, not because you said don't go to the hospital, not because you said to take this prescription medication. You're literally being faced with $500 billion, $500 billion in fines for recommending vitamins.
Stu, that's correct.
Vitamins. I mean, vitamins?
Stu, that's correct. In fact, the government took 2,600 hours of audio and video that I did on social media and et cetera from 2020 until early 2021. And they took 6 minutes of that 2,600 hours and put a compilation together. And they tried to falsely accuse me of saying that I told people that if you take vitamin D or zinc, you don't need a vaccine. I never said that. I told people they don't need a vaccine, period. If you want to get one, go get it, but you don't need it. It's going to hurt you. It's going to cause damage. But I never said what they said. And Stu, they've made the last 18 months of my life a living hell. You already mentioned that not only have I been sued for $500 billion, I literally, Guinness Book of World Records, I'm going to call you after the show because I want my little plaque. Nobody's been sued for that much in the history of the world ever. They shut down my bank accounts. They colluded with the insurance company so that my patients cannot use their health insurance in my practice anymore. Stu, they wrote false accusations in the Associated Press about me, which now has led the insurance companies and the banks to assume that I'm a fraudster and I cannot work. And they shut down my income by 75%. Stu, I've spent $3.5 million out of my pocket defending myself over the last 18 months based off of this frivolous lawsuit. And still today, we're supposed to be in trial today. Our trial was supposed to start today. They just delayed it again because, Stu, that's their tactic. They can't beat me in the courtroom. I've got the science on my side. I've got the procedures on my side. And the reality is they suppressed this information and people died. And we were saving people's lives, Stu. This is what the government has done to us.
So you have basically the same type of protocol that you recommend as Dr. Zev Zelenko, the great late Dr. Zelenko, the humanitarian genius who, while in upstate New York, was saving thousands and thousands of lives. 99.9% of Dr. Zelenko's high-risk patients avoided hospitalization. High-risk patients avoided hospitalization and death, certain death, which is what it would have been, because he recommended zinc, quercetin, vitamin D3. These were the things that he found was saving people's lives against this chimerically engineered weapon of mass destruction, intentionally concocted and whipped up in some bioweapons lab known as the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and then intentionally unleashed on the world. Meanwhile, Andrew Cuomo was knowingly sending geriatrics to their death, modern-day progressive death camps, where this thing would just run rampant through there, and they were denied things like vitamins. You remember the story of Scott Quiner, maybe possibly, from this program, who was trapped at Merciless Hospital in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. They denied him nutrition. They denied him food. They denied him hydration. They denied him basic things that your grandma always tells you is going to help to keep you healthy: vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, quercetin. They wouldn't let him. The right to try was completely gone. No ivermectin, no hydroxychloroquine. We're talking about an emergency use authorization for these shots, which should absolutely be null and void from the very beginning because there were alternative treatments. They suppressed that information. They completely kept that away from the public purview. They have been caught lying time and time and time again. The reason why they're delaying, maybe a possibility, I'll get your take on this, because you have discovery. You have the opportunity to depose the government. And you can go in and say, wait a minute, here's this study. You knew this was done with a forethought.
Stu, we've already deposed and done that with the government. In fact, I had 14 hours of deposition, by the way. Think about that for a minute. I had three world-leading experts that have talked about the benefits of vitamin D and zinc and everything when it comes to COVID and flus and et cetera. The federal government tried everything they could to get all three of those expert witnesses' testimonials thrown out. But listen to this, Stu. They had no problem allowing their expert witness. They have one expert witness who is not a treating doctor, who's never treated anybody with COVID, who knows nothing about vitamins and minerals. But guess what he is? He's a virologist. And guess what he does for a living? He makes vaccines. And guess what we found out, Stu? We had a private investigator look this up, and they did not admit this in court. This expert witness took a $9 million grant in 2020 to make vaccines, COVID vaccines, from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He has 9 million reasons for me not to take the stand. Stu, this is ridiculous. In fact, if you go to the website that you mentioned before, fightwitheric.com, there's over 100 studies that support what we've said, 24 randomized controlled studies, and the latest study that we have now from the United States Veterans Administration that clearly says if politicians and medical experts would have talked about the benefits of vitamin D, we could have prevented 4 million cases of coronavirus in 2020 and, Stu, potentially saved the lives of 116,000 Americans. My question to you and the people watching across the globe, whose blood is on the hands of those individuals? I mean, the government covered this information up and they co-conspired with social media, everybody else that's out there, and people died because of this, Stu. And I'm willing to stand in the gap. We're already on the docket for a jury trial. Once this study came out, weird how they wanted to delay our trial again. Stu, the only way they can beat me, and they know this, they're just trying to bleed us out. My attorneys are blown away with the amount of paperwork that they've thrown at us. And every time we turn around, we have $200,000, $250,000 a month legal bills just because they're trying to paperwork us to death. And the Department of Justice has said that they're coming after us no matter what. They've drawn our sword, and we're not putting it away until Dr. Napudi's blood on it. So we just got to stand. We got to keep fighting. We need prayers and support because this is a winnable case. And Stu, you're right. Once this gets 1 second in a jury trial, everything we have is put on the official record and they're done.
I wonder what the likelihood is of you actually getting an impartial jury.
It's a really great question, Stu. You know, we're in the great state of Missouri. You know, all I got to say is most
What's,
of us
in the state of Missouri, what is the COVID hysteria like? I mean, are people still running around there wearing 3 and 4 masks and going for their 5th or 6th booster, watering their houseplants and vaccine?
No, Stu, it is the minority, the vast minority, very small group of individuals that still do that. And listen, Missouri, the state of Missouri is as red as red can be. St. Louis City and Kansas City are a little bit purplish, but we're a bunch of God-fearing, gun-toting conservative Americans that don't take kindly to the government telling us what we can and can't do. By the way, listen to this. Stu, one of the biggest things that we brought up was what this paper said is that the people who benefited the most out of taking vitamin D as a supplement were African-American individuals. And I said this at the very beginning because 82% of African-American individuals are deficient in vitamin D. This could have literally helped destroy the racial disparity that happened with COVID-19. And people need to know that this information was suppressed, Stu, and people died. When Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the UK, came out publicly and said, we're going to give vitamin D to all of our most vulnerable countrymen and women, I went to our government here in Missouri and said, hey, we've got a bunch of COVID money that you said you don't even know what you're going to do with. Let's subsidize some vitamin D and give it to our most vulnerable people. Let's give it to people in nursing homes, overweight people, immune compromised, African Americans. Let's give it out because it seems to be beneficial. They wouldn't do it, Stu. So my company took it upon itself and my own finances. I bought 2 million bottles of vitamin D and gave it to people all across the country and gave it to them for free. Now, we charge shipping and handling because I don't own the post office, but we gave it away because we had the ability to do so. And we're trying to save people's lives. And the government came after us with guns a-blazing and sued us for $500 billion, Stu, because of this.
You took 2 million bottles of vitamin D and gave them away trying to help people.
Yes.
And for this, the corporate government crime syndicate is tearing you down financially. That's the only way that they can win, is if they just drain your finances and leave you without proper representation. Because obviously attorneys aren't going to work for free, and they know that. That's why you're not in court today, because you still had some money left. You're still scraping. You got a dog in the fight, and you were going to be there today with bells on in front of an impartial jury in Missouri, and they knew exactly what was going to happen. Fightwitheric.com. Please, please support Dr. Napudi if you have the opportunity. Go there, please, fightwitheric.com. If we let Dr. Napudi go down, if this thing gets sideways and wonky, you know exactly what that's going to do. It's going to set a precedent. And we can't have that happen, not in this country, because the precedent that matters right now is Nuremberg. And that is the only acceptable outcome for what we have seen happen over the last 2 years in this country. We have a government who has openly declared war on its citizens. Thank you so much for being here, Eric. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Man. Well, if that isn't enough to encourage you to go get physical gold and silver, I don't know what is. They will come after you and do with your bank accounts whatever they want. Checking account, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, investment accounts, all of it. The plan is to crush you, to crush all of us, to crush any dissent. And they'll do it by taking away your money. Get gold and silver from Gold Co. right now, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. If you mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co., you get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Dr. Jane Ruby has been appearing on this program almost from its inception. She's the medical contributor now across the entire network. Her opinion is extremely valued here. And that's why people love this segment powered by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. It's called Ask Dr. Jane. It's where you get to ask our medical contributor any question that you want. I mean, think about that carte blanche that you have, right? Just go to her Telegram, t.me/drjaneruby, t.me/drjaneruby. Ask any question that you want. If she selects it, it will be here on the program. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for coming. So have you been doing your Christmas shopping over at MyPillow.com?
Yes, I have. I mean, of course, I'm going to go there first.
There's all kinds of things that you wouldn't believe. I mean, the guy's not just the pillow man anymore. Not only that, but he's also a patriot. All the products are American made. And by the way, as an additional Christmas gift to you, almost 70% off when you use the promo code Stu. Nobody gives more discounts than Stu. Bigger discounts. Nope, nobody does it. You can't hold a candle to this discount. The biggest discount in the world. Promo code Stu at MyPillow.com. The first question comes from Stephanie Arnett, and she says, how do we hold these people accountable that have committed these horrific crimes against humanity? I'd like to hear your ideas on this also, Dr. Jane.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of legality involved in that. And I actually do work with a lot of attorneys, mostly within the military, helping our military members deal with these mandates. But most of the lawyers and then including like groups like Dr. David Martin with Stanford Graham, there are many, many groups that are high level, legal, analytical. They're winning some cases, believe it or not, across the country. So I do have some hope that this is going to bust open. And we just need a few more. But I do think basically,
I just want to be there when the firing squad lines up or when the necks snap and the feet are swinging. I just want to be there when that happens. Is that bad? Is it bad for me to want to see this kind of justice? I mean, I've been in this chair since the beginning. You've been over there since the beginning. This is something big here, okay? This isn't like the guy ran a red light. You know, this isn't even like the most horrific street crime you can imagine, right? I mean, this isn't even like Jeffrey Dahmer type sick. This is so big and so evil and so demonic. I just want to be there. I want tickets to the show.
Well, the bottom line is I think it's going to ultimately require a citizen tribunal, citizen arrests. And that's going to take a lot of organization on the ground. I'm not an expert in that, but I don't see any other way around it. So how can we appeal to the very institutions that are part of doing this to us? They've been paid off.
Yeah.
It's at like, the very least.
What am I going to do? Go report a stolen election to the FBI? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Robin B says, I work in retail. So many people are coming in for allergy medicine. I understand normal allergies. But can some of this be coming from the shots, the air, chemtrails, shedding? Thanks, Dr. Jane.
Yeah, I mean, if you're seeing an uptick in that, of course it has to do with these shots. Anything out of the ordinary, but people's immune systems have been damaged by these shots. The people that are near with them and in close proximity, frequently, like living right with someone, there's no way around it. None of us can avoid being exposed to those who are shedding. And there may be some impact temporarily on our immune systems. But if we're healthy and unjabbed, we will probably get through it, especially if we can get these people to stop bellying up for more boosters, because they're continuing to toxify the environment and they're toxifying all of us. So yes, you're seeing an uptick because immune systems have been damaged. And we haven't seen the peak of the iceberg yet, to be honest with you.
I can't even imagine. I mean, we just did a whole film.
It's coming.
You know, Died Suddenly. We just did a whole film. And I think you're right. We haven't seen anything close.
I don't think we've seen it yet.
Karen Trammell, family members considering the polio vax for their four-month-old on advice of naturopath because they're traveling soon. Please help. Please comment on the polio vax for infants. Thanks, Dr. Jane.
Yeah. You know, Stu, as I always say, I must have a disclosure here. I don't diagnose. I don't give advice, especially in individual cases. I give out general medical information. And to that point, I would say
sometimes
to you.
Sometimes relationship advice. I know that you've done that.
Sometimes, but I'm not a therapist. Although believe me, after this, I could be. But the point is that
I could be a doctor.
I wouldn't trust anything coming from these companies for the next 100 years, okay, after what they've done to the world, how can you trust anything coming out of pharma now that you know their playbook?
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's
dangerous.
Take our pill. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Weren't you the guys that just tried to kill 7.5 billion people?
Exactly.
I don't know about that. I don't really know about your pill. Here, do you want to come over and have some broccoli? Hey, I'm cooking. It'd be like Albert Bourla. Hey, come on over, Stu. I'm cooking tonight.
Yeah, that would ever happen.
I don't really know about that. I don't really know. Rain check. Okay. Donna says, with everything happening right now, what do you consider the most important news story currently?
What I consider to be the most, more than the political issues, even more than Ukraine, our bought and paid for Congress, is that people are damaged, that they're not functioning, that our airline industry is poisoned, the people that were jabbed are poisoned, and they're flying with each other up in the air. The air traffic controllers are falling over, and it all leads back to, yes, Stu, people dropping dead. This is, until we get a handle on this and stop it and help people and stop people from taking more and stop them from giving it to babies and children, that is the most important thing that all of you can contribute to. Absolutely.
You know, I was thinking about this film. And yesterday I made the statement that this is the most important story in the news. Okay. And it's not because it's our film. It isn't. It really isn't. This program has always been about saving lives. We don't do this to get rich. We don't do this to be on TV and be famous. We don't do this to stroke our own egos. We didn't charge for this movie. It cost me, I'm not even going to say what it cost me, but people wouldn't believe what it cost me to put this film out and make it free for everybody. And so I was thinking about this yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, what if everybody that viewed that movie would also go somewhere and physically tell somebody to stop taking these shots? Like, what if
just one person?
Yeah. What if every one of these people would go somewhere and tell somebody? What if every one of these people? What if 20 million people would mobilize and deploy to pharmacies and confront these pharmacists? Confronting people is not a naughty thing to do. It's not bad, and it shouldn't be fringe. If you're getting your feelings hurt because you're being confronted, maybe there's a reason. If you feel guilty for what you're doing, maybe there's a reason. But I think that 20 million people should start confronting people in public. Why are you giving these shots to people still? Let me see the insert. Here we are 2 days later. It still says intentionally blank. If there's nothing to hide, what are you hiding? What do you know about these shots? That's what I want to know. Before you put this into one more five-year-old, what the hell do you know about this?
They don't know anything. They don't. Just inject, inject, inject.
Sick. Dr. Jane Ruby, she is here every single Wednesday answering our questions and kind of the relationship advice, come and sit on my couch, be a therapist. I feel like I do it every Wednesday, actually. I sit on Dr. Jane's couch every Wednesday. Do this.
Thanks,
right
Stu.
Here, vent. And it's all brought to you by Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. It is the Christmas holiday season. Please, if you're going to get something for your family, get them something that's made in America, high quality. Support a patriot like Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Stu. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
You bet, Stu. Thanks.
Of course. Yeah, nearly 70% off at MyPillow.com. Have you seen these My Slippers, by the way? Have you tried a pair of My Slippers? I have a pair. I will never wear another pair of slippers again, inside, outside. Unfreaking believable. These things are amazing. Seriously, go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Stu, 70% off. All right, you know what? They have been lying to us from the very beginning. Now that we know that, it's probably time that we continue to expose them, right? Foot on the gas, expose it all. The health food, right? Health food. I'm on a health kick. You have a friend tell you, I'm on a diet, I'm on a health kick, I'm only eating healthy food, but they can't seem to lose weight. Yeah, that's because there is a toxic poison in the health food that these health food companies are offering to you. It just never stops. We are exposing them at gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. The whole thing has been a farce from the food pyramid, all the neurotoxins, everything. Yes, there is a toxic poison inside of most of the health food that comes from most of these health food companies. If you want to know which ones they are, we've put a video together for you. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. We'll be right back with more of the Stu Peters Show in about 30 seconds. Stand by.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STEW for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back. So Dr. Robert Malone made a Substack post last week bashing this program and bashing the film Died Suddenly. It's really bizarre. So he suggests that our movie is fear porn, that it's just stoking outrage, like in the same manner as CNN or other regime media would do. He uses this to tee up some lecture about how basically we should go easy on the press and the regime. It's totally strange, bizarre. Has anybody done a welfare check on this guy? Is he okay? Look, we don't need to get into a bunch of drama with Dr. Malone. It's actually beneath us. It's weird. Besides, we have a better option. We can just have Dr. Paul Alexander do it for us. He has a post on his Substack from Sunday titled, Dr. Robert Malone is wrong, very wrong. Here's part of what he says, quote, Malone appears to say, play nice, don't be like them. I say wrong. Never, ever play with these people. These are animals, beasts, malfeasants. And we go at them in proper inquiries and we clean them out and jail as many as we can and use every tactic that they use and more. Wrong, Malone. Wrong. If you're not up for the fight, stand aside. This is the battle that they brought to us with their COVIDian malfeasance, and we fight them as the animal and beast they are. If this upsets your stomach, Robert, step aside. Never ever will there be any amnesty for the branch Taliban COVIDians. We seek justice. Unquote. Super based. And we agree. And after a fiery statement like that one, we obviously had to have Dr. Alexander back on as soon as possible. But we're not going to just talk about our movie with him. We also want to talk about this big story in the UK. So that country's pharmaceutical regulator is now calling out Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla for lying about the benefits of the COVID vaccine for children. Bourla told the BBC last year, you might remember this, that the evidence was overwhelmingly in favor of vaccinating five-year-olds against COVID. Well, a parents group filed a complaint over those statements. And while the investigation has been under wraps for months, The Telegraph recently reported that Britain's regulator is going to issue a harshly critical report of Pfizer, accusing them of misleading the public, making unsubstantiated claims, and failing to present information in a factual way. Even in Britain, one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, the truth is coming out. Pfizer execs might lie, but the exploding death rates do not. Dr. Alexander is also the author of the book, Presidential Takedown, How Anthony Fauci, the CDC, NIH, and the WHO Conspired to Overthrow President Trump. Came out just 2 weeks ago. You can find it anywhere books are sold online. And Dr. Alexander joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, Stu. Once again, it's always an honor to come on your shows because I like your approach, bare bones and straight to the facts. And I love your passion because this is a war. We are in a war. That's it. And what you said in the open, I want people to understand a couple of things. We are here, don't forget, because of this virus, this chimeric virus today, manufactured in a lab, Fauci, Barrett, Collins, Daszak. That's why we are here. We are here because of all of those doctors and hospital CEOs who denied early treatment. And we know that 80 to 90%, 800 to 900,000 Americans would be alive today had early treatment been used. That's why we are here. We're waging this battle. You, Stu, were with us 3 years ago when we started this Freedom Warrior pushback. And that's what I applaud you for. I applaud you. I applaud everyone who's waged this battle with us. So, look, there's this issue with this film, this video, this movie that you guys bought. I think it has about 20 million views at present, and it's all over the place. I've looked at it. I can say this. Like in everything, there's a bunch of serious, very good, high-quality, high-level stuff. Look, we can always find issues with stuff. When I write something, when McCullough writes something, when Einstein probably wrote something, you can always find fault. You could even find errors. So my problem with this pushback on you has been that why, Stu? I mean, we are in a battle here. We need all hands on deck.
Yeah, because we're doing something that they can't do. And we're doing it in a way that they can't do it. We're reaching people in a one-hour film, unlike yes. anything that they've ever done. Take Malone, wants to bash me, for example. Well, all of his little pie graphs and data charts and, you know, PowerPoint presentations haven't done the job. And, you know, his 30 million view Rogan appearance didn't do the job. Look, I've heard from top-ranking military officials that come Friday, the entire DOD is going to walk away from this mandate because of this film. Hasn't happened yet. Can't say that it will, but three very reliable sources and top-ranking military officials, higher ups in the military, have all three called me and told me that. This film is doing things, you know, that Dr. Malone just can't do, or that others, detractors, you know, away from this film, that they can't do. And so what this becomes is it's little children in the playground throwing their sandbox toys around and taking their ball and going home. That's what this is. It's temper tantrums, and it's ridiculous. There are kids out here dying.
Yes, and the thing about it is that's the bottom line here. We were faced with a virus, a pathogen, whatever it is, where we will find out what it is eventually, that has decimated particularly our vulnerable. We know that it has some manufacturing in the laboratory. We know it has to do with China and Wuhan. We know all of the players, basically, the Fauci's, the Francis Collins, etc. We need these people properly investigated and held to account. And that paragraph you wrote, look, I am part of this resistance movement. I'm part of it. And I don't want to get into to questioning anyone, but I'm saying this. In that Substack, I wrote that it appears when Professor Oscar wrote that we should give amnesty, me and many others came out and said, under no condition do we give the COVIDians amnesty. We hold all to account, doctors, scientists, all government officials. So when Dr. Malone wrote that he's concerned about that fight, that if they do, we react, and it's not the way we should, that is flat out wrong. That is incredibly wrong. This is a war. And what they have done, they have killed our children, our grandparents, and suffered us for 3 years. We want nothing other than justice, pure justice, accountability in proper legal forums. We clean them out of the ballots. We take their money. And if we can, we imprison them. I want many people in prison from what they've done here. And that point you raised about the Franz Albert Bulla from Pfizer, that's a very serious issue. You know why? Because we knew from day one, the children have a statistical zero risk. Young children, infants, statistical zero, almost zero risk of severe outcome of death if they get infected with COVID. What Bulla and they're doing is criminal. Criminal, asking parents and pushing for our infants and children, healthy children, to be mass vaccinated with this. There is no science, none, anywhere in the world, none, that Walensky, Fauci, Francis Collins, Albert Bulla, Stefan Bancel, no one could provide science to substantiate where you vaccinate healthy children with these COVID gene injections. None. It's criminal.
He told the BBC last year that the evidence was, quote, overwhelmingly in favor of vaccinating five-year-olds. Five-year-olds.
None. No. There's no evidence for that. We've looked at the science that they have sent to the FDA. The FDA should be shut down. The FDA should be taken down to its stud.
And the NIH. And the CDC.
And NIH. Yes. Yes, but the FDA is a regulatory approver. And they are the ones who are supposed to safeguard the society. They are the ones that to look at the science. What Pfizer and Moderna have been sending to FDA is junk, bogus, corrupted, fraud science, and they know it. They based the bivalent booster on eight mice, no human data. It was the most, and even if you drill down into the data, you see that the eight mice got sick. The lungs got infected, they got severe. The mice got sick and ill, almost died. So it is just pure garbage. FDA, eight mice, and you want to vaccinate the entire America? This is corrupted, bogus science.
The Telegraph reported that Britain's regulator is going to issue a harshly critical report of Pfizer. What is this, a strongly worded letter? The guy needs to be indicted. He needs to be tracked down and indicted and perp walked and put in handcuffs for the whole world to see and put on trial.
Well, my view...
In a Nuremberg-type fashion, by the way, and nothing less. Not one of these grandstanding political Capitol Hill show trials that goes on for a year and a half and soaks the taxpayer for millions of dollars. No. Nuremberg trials. We don't need hearings. We need trials. The evidence is out here. Do you agree?
Yes, sir. And this is my point. We are United States of America. We're the greatest country on earth. Good governance. I want proper tribunals, proper inquiries. So we're not going to just round people up. I understand what you're saying. We want proper inquiries. Point is, though, that if those inquiries show that these people were above board and they were doing their jobs and they just made decisions, then, you know, you can't go after people like that. But if these inquiries show that these people were reckless, dangerous, did not follow the data and science, and did corrupted, fraudulent moves to license those COVID gene injections, including with the FDA, we take every cent that they have, we clean them out, and then we jail them. We need to imprison them. Americans need to see the highest level officials, because of this COVID, go to jail. For the first time, we need to do it. We call on Jim Jordan in the House. We call on Jim Jordan, who's going to oversee these. We call on everyone in the Senate to make sure this runs. These next 2 years, we get out of accountability. So we're going to sit back and watch.
Yeah. If their lies or intentional deception caused massive amounts of death, particularly in children, and they're found guilty of that, prison's not good enough. And when a few of these people see a few people swinging, if they're convicted, this behavior stops. The book is called Presidential Takedown, How Anthony Fauci, the CDC, NIH, and the WHO Conspired to Overthrow President Trump. It's written by Paul Alexander. You can get it anywhere books are sold. And that is exactly what happened too, isn't it, Dr. Alexander? These people knowingly subverted a sitting president. They lied to him. They took information from him. They kept data from him. And that is what ended us up in this position. And if your book is true, which I believe that it is, everybody that you named in that book should be put on trial as well.
Well, Stu, yeah, I agree with you. And that's the point. The point is, I know there are questions about votes and stuff on election night. That's a serious discussion investigation to have. But I think the public needed to understand that what Fauci and Burks and the CDC and NIH and FDA did President Trump was outrageous and malfeasant. They conspired against him. They hurt him. You said it correct. We are in this situation with a Biden administration because President Trump is not president. Because of what they did in that COVID response, they destroyed him.
And you heard, these conversations. I mean, you were there. You were an HHS COVID advisor in that administration. So get the book. It's called Presidential Takedown. I'm out of time. Paul Alexander, Dr. Alexander, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it as always.
Thank you very much, Stu.
Of course, anytime. Thank you, actually. All right, we want you to stay healthy. That means combating stress and anxiety, getting the proper rest that you need. 75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency. Yeah, that increases stress and anxiety in your life, leads to low mood, sleepless nights, and certainly an early grave. Magnesium is critical for your body's overall functionality. So having the right types and appropriate amounts in your body is essential. It's extremely important. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium in their formula. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We want you to live. We want you to get the sleep that you need. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. Welcome back. So Died Suddenly is now above 12 million views worldwide, and that's only on our official count. I mean, this thing has been translated into multiple different languages. It's been bootlegged. God only knows how many times it was seen on DirecTV and Dish Network, on Frank's Speech, Lindell TV. And thanks to word of mouth from all of you, it's still going. The truth is spreading, and no power on earth can suppress what millions of people have seen with their own eyes. Our leaders are lying to us. They tell us that life is going back to normal when nothing is normal. They tell us that any excess deaths that we see are from COVID. And we can tell these people are lying. People are dying from all kinds of illnesses. Young people's health is collapsing the moment the Pfizer needle leaves their arms. Cancers, blood clots, autoimmune disorders. They're all more common, much more common than they were 3 years ago. People are dying in huge numbers worldwide, and it's not COVID. It's this shot that they have forced onto the entire global population. Steve Kirsch is one of our show's most frequent guests. He's one of the starring figures in Died Suddenly. He's a tech founder who's become one of the world's most outspoken voices against the jabs and against COVID insanity generally. Steve has been doing his work on his Substack newsletter recently, and on Thanksgiving, while most of us were enjoying turkey and mashed potatoes, Steve was posting a response to the critics of Died Suddenly. The critic in question was Dr. Eric Burnett, who claims that there's nothing unusual about the fibrous clots embalmers say that they're finding. These are just regular post-mortem clots, he says. Well, now, Steve is a little bit more moderate than us. He's not sold on the COVID shots as an intentional depopulation agenda, but he's completely with us on these shots being deadly and our elites suppressing that truth. In his post, Steve takes a fact checker to task for entirely ignoring a central part of our documentary, that literally more than 100 embalmers have come forward publicly to describe these bizarre clots that they absolutely never saw before the shot. Quote, the fact check is silent on the major point of the movie. There's a reason for that. There's no way to refute it or provide an alternate explanation. So they hope that their fact check will cause you to avoid watching the film by focusing on parts that are less convincing. Unquote. Steve Kirsch joins us now from an undisclosed location. We won't give you up, I promise. Thank you so much for being here and making the time to come on the program. So, I mean, yeah, the fact check is, this is a communist, like, debunk propaganda attack, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure I'd characterize it that way, but I think that all of these fact checks, they'll focus on any kind of weakness and then ignore all the strong parts. And so the part about the embalmers, there was an embalmer convention. It's mentioned in the film where over a hundred embalmers were in a room. And this has been verified by a third party, a fact checker actually, in terms of the number of embalmers. And they all basically said, exactly that they were all seeing these strange clots that they have never seen before. And these are not blood clots because there isn't blood in these clots when they've been analyzed. And so Eric Burnett, I think it was, who wrote that Twitter post, he's never even seen these clots that he's writing about to dispute. So it's a little bit hard to have any credibility if you haven't seen what you're talking about. And in fact, he's an internist. He's not a pathologist. And so I talked to Ryan Cole. I said, hey, you know, check this out. And Ryan Cole just went, I have never seen him get emotional ever before. But he got emotional on this one, and he was not mincing any words on his response, which is posted on my Substack. And he was just livid. And he invited Eric out to his lab to actually view these clots. And I guarantee you, Eric Burnett is not going to go and take a look at these clots, because then you would have to confirm that, yes, they are legitimate. These are not post-mortem blood clots. They're not blood. and there's just no other explanation for this. And they're being seen in massive numbers. And Richard Hirschman, who I contacted, I said, hey, are you still seeing over 50% of your cases having these clots? And he said, yeah, that's impossible, Stu. If it's not a major intervention, I mean, you can't cause blood clots like these with any kind of external intervention. It has to be something that's injected in you. And the only thing that's injected in 50% of the people is this vaccine. So it's a smoking gun for the vaccine. It's impossible for people to really argue credibly on this. Nobody's going to go and analyze these clots and come up with a different result. It's something that they have to avoid.
Nobody can have this thing inside of them and not drop dead. I mean, these things are massive, and they're suspended in places that they're not supposed to be.
Yeah, eventually it has to kill you. And so, and when it does, you die unexpectedly.
That's what they're switching this to now, by the way. I don't know if anybody has seen these news reports now. Instead of died suddenly, everything is now died unexpectedly, because they're trying to move away from the viral died suddenly hashtag and the postings all over the place. But they can't hide the truth anymore, Steve. This is the number one phrase being used in obituaries worldwide. It's being used for pilots. We had Josh Yoder on here the other day. An American Eagle Envoy pilot died suddenly in the aircraft. Thank God there was a training captain on board that same morning. Josh Yoder heard from another airline pilot at a different airline and a helicopter pilot that died suddenly, just all in that morning. We're just minutes away from catastrophe in the air with millions of people traveling every single day. We did hear, and I don't know if you heard this on the program earlier or not, but we did hear from three separate, trustworthy, credible, high-ranking military officials that after the film came out, and crediting the film here, that the DOD is going to do away with the vaccine mandate. That'll be across all branches of the U.S. Military. And we can't confirm it. Obviously, this is just something that we've heard, and that they're expected to announce that by Friday. So, I mean, that is a win. That's a huge win, but we can't get caught up in that. Do you agree? I mean, we have to continue. We have to finish this fight. These shots should absolutely stop. Nobody else should take them.
Yeah, and it is a huge win, and yes, we can't stop. And I'm sure they'll write it up to some other thing. They'll say that, well, hey, now that the military has had three or four boosters, we don't feel that we need any more because we're protected. And in fact, even people on the FDA committee have said that, hey, once you've had your primary series and your first booster, you're done in terms of protection against death and so forth. So why would you even get any more shots? I mean, that's at one end of the extreme. But of course, we know that these shots are dangerous. You know, I have a neurologist friend in California who has over 20,000 patients in her multi-physician practice, and she needs to make over 1,000 VAERS reports this year. And she's never needed to make a VAERS report in her 11-year history. So all this stuff in VAERS is not being overreported. It's being reported more because there are simply more events. In this case, 10,000 times more neurological events than you would get with a typical vaccine. And of course, the myocarditis rates, the Thailand study, these people are the only people in the world who dared to look at the before and after on the vaccine. And they found that there was cardiac damage in close to 30% of the kids who got this vaccine. They can measure cardiac damage in 30%. That's one out of three
measurable
kids.
Measurable damage in children. Right. I want everybody to hear that.
And nobody disputes that. And it's just not getting any press, of course, in the United States. Vinay Prasad has talked about it on his YouTube channel. But other than that, nobody's talking about that in the United States. And Vinay, you know, Professor Prasad basically can't figure out, why is it that Thailand can do the before and after study? And in the US, when you try to do a study like this, and I know a doctor who tried to do a before and after study, and the IRB that she went to, applied to, which is an independent IRB, said, we're not even going to look at your application and we're not going to tell you why.
I agree with you. I don't think that Dr. Eric Burnett is going to, you know, meet up with Dr. Ryan Cole. I don't think that he's going to take a look at these white fibrous substances that are being pulled out of, you know, dead people. Ryan Cole is a pathologist. This is what he does. He's an expert. This Dr. Eric Burnett is an internist. Why is he writing a hit piece about Died Suddenly?
I don't know. He doesn't have that many followers. I guess he's trying to get publicity, or he's basically trying to be, say, hey, I'm an expert here. I just wanted to dispel all this misinformation, and I'm just going to be a good guy and dispel the misinformation. But very few people touch this. Very few people touch this topic because they know that they're not going to be successful in disputing what was in the movie. The movie was extremely compelling on the blood clots, and there's just no way to for anyone to attack it on that basis. And I challenge anyone to do that. And we'd be happy to have them come meet with Ryan Cole. It's not just for Eric Burnett that has the invitation. It's an open invitation to anyone. Anyone from the CDC should. And if they were honest, they would do that. But nobody from the CDC has ever gone to Ryan Cole's lab to see all of these samples. Now, how is that possible that nobody from the CDC has taken Ryan Cole up on his offer? See, that's the unexplainable thing. And the answer, Stu, is, and I just got this recently from someone who's a long timer at the CDC, is that the people at the CDC basically are hired because they're good at following orders. And it's very compartmentalized at the CDC. They're basically, they get a job and they're told exactly what to do. And they don't get to ask questions. And it's not like this regular work environment where you're sitting around with your colleagues and saying, hey, you know, what about what's going on here? There's none of that. You're isolated, you're told what to do, and then they say, thank you very much, and here's your next task. And you're basically trained not to ask any questions. This is how the CDC works. There are 10,000 people, and you know, they're all drinking the Kool-Aid, they're all vaccinated. Of the 10,000 people, there are only 300 people who are not vaccinated at the CDC. So these people are all basically drinking the Kool-Aid, and they're not going to investigate anything that would be a safety issue because they would not believe that it exists. And this is why the CDC has not taken Ryan Cole up on its offer. But this should alarm everybody in America that we have essentially no critical thinkers at the CDC. They've been eliminated. The critical thinkers at the CDC are gone.
They've been replaced by criminals. I mean, these people are absolutely criminal. They know exactly what this shot is doing. Why do you think that none of them, not a single one of them, hundreds of emails that you personally sent off about the Israeli data, for example, we covered that story here on the Stu Peters Show. I don't think it was covered anywhere else. We covered that story that you went directly to the CDC and that you got zero response. They have it. They know. They know what they're doing. So now it's being done intentionally and with a forethought because they have the data. The CDC monitors the vaccine adverse events reporting system. They know how many people are dying. And so if it's not about depopulation, I don't know what else is possible. Transhumanism, depopulation.
It's intentional. Stu, the alternate explanation is that they're just following orders and that Biden thinks that the vaccine is protective. And they're just following orders from the president.
The outcome was for those that were following orders in the 30s. So good. We've set a precedent for that now. So I hope MTG's hearing turns into a Nuremberg, because that's what has to happen here. It's got to happen. There's no other way to go here. These people are doing this with a forethought, intentionally, knowing that it's killing people, especially kids. And there will be no amnesty. Not if we have anything to say about it. Steve Kirsch, amazing job in the film. And you're right. It can't be. I dare anybody to try to discredit the clots. Let's bring these hundreds of embalmers face to face with you, whoever you doubters are, and you critics, film critics. They're upset because they can't do what we do. Steve Kirsch, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Sure. Anytime, Stu.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
Ah! 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 Ah!
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
I might be spoiling a surprise here, a Christmas surprise for all the people that I love and care about, but might I recommend to you, if you're looking for Christmas gifts, Curable. CBD, the gift of natural healing, pain reduction, relaxation, stress and anxiety, dealing with that kind of thing. Naturally. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. CBD, try it. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, allergies, Parkinson's disease, ADHD. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Get away from big pharma and these neurotoxins that are killing and poisoning your brain and body. Treat it naturally. Try it. You have nothing to lose. Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. 20% off for the holidays when you use promo code Stu at curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. 20% off. You know who you're doing business with, a family. Right here, Minnesota. You're already doing CBD business. Do it with my people. K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Does your financial advisor know what you're investing in? Do you know what you're investing in? Probably not. And your advisor probably doesn't care. Carlos Cortez does. Invest with your faith and values and morals. Be able to sleep at night knowing that you know exactly what you're investing in. Have Carlos Cortez build a custom package for you. He's a Jesus-believing Christian. He's a family man. He's a patriot. He's a father. He's a husband. He loves this country. And he wants to help you. Book your appointment right now. Call him in the office anytime, 813-448-3446, or book your appointment online at CortezWM.com. Until this time tomorrow, same place. God bless you.